الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون قال سبحانه وتعالى ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للصائم فرحتان فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين Our respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq of ibadat in the month of Ramadan. In fact, the fact Allah ta'ala gave us a Ramadan tells me and you a lot that Allah ta'ala is wanting to give us something. Alhamdulillah, we had the month of Ramadan. We took that opportunity to try and secure our pardon with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, you know, what we did realize, you go to someone and ask them in regards to the month of Ramadan, how was Ramadan? Some people might say it was very vast. So one of the replies you will see will be that Ramadan passed in a flash. This in itself is a big lesson for me and you. Ramadan passed in the same manner mine and your life will also pass. This life is very, very brief. Hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari where he highlights one of the signs of Qiyamah, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ. Time will become so close that you will realize no barakah in time. You will realize absolutely no blessing and no barakah in time. If you were to see our pious predecessors, just give you an example. Look at the likes of Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah, who came in the 9th century, who was in the 9th century of Islam, approximately 600 years ago. So he was born in 849, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti. We are currently in 1447. So approximately 600 years ago, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti, rahimahullah, he was 63 years old when he passed away. What does a person achieve in, you know, by the age of 63? Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah s.a.w. achieved what he achieved. But Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti wrote a monumental 500 works of our deen. 500. So, you know, there was a lot of barakah in their time. Today, there is no barakah in time. So Ramadan went by in a flash. In the same manner, this is what is going to happen to my life and your life. Aqalmand, an intellectual, is the one, according to the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, أكثرهم استعداداً للموت. The one who can prepare for death. That is the intellectual one. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahimahullah, he used to say, you go into sajda, and then you stand up from sajda. You know when you go and lower someone into the grave, when you go into the graveyard, what do you say? مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. When you go into the first sajda, Imam al-Razi rahimahullah says, it's a reminder, this is where you came from. And then you sit up, you call that a jalsa. And then you go into the second sajda. That is a reminder, this is where you are going back. So that's where you came from, this is where you are going back. What is your life? Your life is the duration of your sitting in between the two sajidas. Compared to the hereafter, that is your entire life. This is according to Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahimahullah. Mufti Muhammad Shafisab, rahmatullahi, in Ma'arif al-Quran, with the reference of Sayyidina Hassan al-Bisri, rahimahullah, used to say, حياتك أنفاس تعد. Your entire life is a combination of breaths. حياتك أنفاس تعد. كلما مضى نفس منها انتقصت منك الحياة. Every time you breathe, a part of your life is being taken away. So every day that is passing in our life, in my life, in your life, we are going closer and closer to our death. This is why, as Muslims, we do not celebrate birthdays. So first message, inshallah, from the day of Eid is Ramadan passed very, very fast. Likewise, our lives are going to pass very, very fast. Aqalmand, intellectual, is the one who attains something from your life. MashaAllah, one saint said it so beautifully. He says, my entire life changed when I realized in the summer months, there's one very poor man, he's selling a block of ice. He's selling a block of ice that is slowly, slowly, slowly melting away. This is why Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, if there was no other surah in the entire Quran, if there was only one surah in the Quran, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي غُسْرِ, that would have been enough to rectify an individual, because Allah Ta'ala is swearing by time. Allah is swearing by time. Allah Ta'ala has given you a commodity, but your time is very, very limited. So he says, my life changed when I realized there was one individual who was selling some ice, and his block of ice is melting away, and he's telling everyone, please buy my ice before it melts away. Our lives are melting away. Aqalmand, intellectual, is the individual who can benefit. Now, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, shaitans were changed. Shaitans were changed. On the day of Eid, or maybe let's say on the night of Eid, you go to Green Street in East London and you realize that shaitans are released. Or at least they're preparing to be released, maybe just before the night. I don't know if you saw Green Street in the last 2 days. MashaAllah, Muslim sisters on both sides of the road, they've got their chair, they've brought one small table, okay, on which they've got their mehendi set, and MashaAllah, you've got the entire street, it's a buzzing, someone is eating, someone is doing something else, someone is doing something else, okay, people are now gone into party mode, you know, at the end of the month of Ramadan. So shaitan is now released. We need to recognize how shaitan attacks man. How does shaitan attack man? You see, just before I continue, inshallah, everyone knows Allah Ta'ala has given me and you the capacity to avoid the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given us that capability. Allah Ta'ala has given us that capacity to avoid the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma used to say, The greatest deed you can bring to Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Look what she says. The greatest deed you can bring to Allah on the day of Qiyamah is lack of sins. That's the greatest deed you can bring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, ek insan jiske gunah kam hai, ye sabse behtareen neki hai that you can present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person came to Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah and said, Rajul qaleelul amal, qaleelul dhunub. Wa rajul kathirul amal, kathirul dhunub. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, La a'dilu bis salam. There's one individual whose actions are minimal, but then he's evil deeds, his disobedience to Allah is also minimal. On the other hand, you've got one individual who has a lot of good deeds, but then he's got a lot of evil as well. Abdullah ibn Mubarak says, the one who has lack of sins, and then you've got lack of good a'mal as well, that person is better. So Sayyida Aisha is saying, the best individual or the best deed that you can bring before Allah is a lack of sins. You see, in the month of Ramadan, me and you, we were able to avoid the disobedience of Allah. We left halal for the sake of Allah in the month of Ramadan. What is taqwa? Because our fasting should have translated into taqwa. You were able to avoid halal in the month of Ramadan. Why are you not able to leave haram after Ramadan for the sake of the same Allah that you left halal during the month of Ramadan? Shahr ibn Hawshab is a student of Sayyida Umm Salama radiyallahu anha. Sayyida Umm Salama. She used to say, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ إِنَّ رَبَّ الشُّهُورُ وَاحِدٌ. The Lord of Ramadan, the Lord of Shawwal, the Lord of Sha'ban is one. If you are able to leave the disobedience of Allah in the month of Ramadan, why can't you leave it after the month of Ramadan? Netflix and all the movies and all the series were on the back burner on the 30th of Sha'ban. Now, mashallah, there was a 1 month gap. And now, as soon as the first of Shawwal, now you got a plan. Okay, now we have an entire series of Netflix. Okay, we want to watch. So please, you know, it's not difficult. It's not difficult at all. If you can do it in the month of Ramadan, why can't we do it after the month of Ramadan? Now, shaitans have been released. We need to realize the attack of shaitan. Shaitan, how does shaitan come to an individual? The Quran says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. Now remember, what shaitan will give you is not real. Look at the wording of the Quran. The wording of the Quran says, زُيِّنَ. What is the word that zuyyina mean? It means to be beautified. It means to be sugar-coated. You know when something is sugar-coated? It's not real. It's not original. Say, example, you've got a gold-plated watch. It's not gold. It's just plated. So it's not original. You can say, maybe, let's say it is fake. In the same manner, whatever shaitan will do, whatever he will show you, it is sugar-coated. It is not original, it is fake. How will shaitan come to you? How will shaitan attack you? The Quran says it will come and attack you by way of women. Number one, it will come by way of women. Number two, it will come by way of your awlad and your children. Number three, it will come by way of your wealth. And number four, it will come by way of jahalat. By way of jahalat. Jahalat ka mana? Lack of knowledge of deen. Shaitan will come to you by way of women. You and I need to ask, the greatest challenge for an individual is women. Shaitan, he attacks an individual by way of the women. The hadith of the Messenger of Allah, salatu salam, mentioned, if I remember right, it's mentioned in Jami'ul Usul, An-Nisa Haba'ilu Shaitan. Women are the jal and the net of shaitan. That is how he is going to come and attack. How many people get involved in haram, maybe even in the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, by way of the opposite gender? May Allah Ta'ala forgive all of us. Extramarital affairs. Shaitan will come and he will incline you towards the opposite gender. Okay, now the summer months are also coming as well. Okay, one of the best ways to control yourself is you make sure you control your eyes. And see, that was taqwa. MashaAllah, you know, Hazrat Mawlana Abu al-Hasan, Al-Imiyya al-Hasani al-Nadwi, Rahimahullah, used to mention so beautifully. The day of Eid, why did Allah, or what is a lesson that you learn from the day of Eid? He used to say, one is fasting the month of Ramadan, and one is fasting for the entire year. Ramadan taught me and you to fast, to learn to fast for the entire year. Fasting for the entire year does not mean that you fast for the entire year. It means you are able to control everything. You're eating, you're drinking, and everything was controlled. You are able to exert effort to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The goal of Ramadan is to become sa'im for the rest of your life. This is according to Hazrat Mawlana Abu al-Hasan, Al-Imiyya al-Hasani al-Nadwi. This is a training that Ramadan gave me and you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq to realize Allah Ta'ala gave us the month of Ramadan, and there are multiple purposes behind this. Khair inshallah. Shaitan will come and attack you by way of multiple actions or multitudes of actions. He will come and he will attack you. I'm just going to give you an example how shaitan attacks. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah used to say, shaitan attacks by way of jahalat. So shaitan, on one occasion, he comes to one individual and he says to him, I want to ask you, is it possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the sun, the moon and the seven skies in an egg, in one egg, and the size of the egg does not change, it remains the same? So now, you know, one person came, Allama Shawkani rahimahullah has mentioned this. Okay, one person came to him and asked, how does shaitan attack? So he told him, he attacks by way of jahalat and ignorance. Now, this is the question that he poses. The question he poses, is it possible for Allah to incorporate or to fix the entire sun, the moon, and the seven heavens into an egg, and the size of the egg does not change. Now, bishara, you know, a person who does not have ilm, he starts thinking, how is that possible? Shaitan says, this is at least what I've done in regards to the aqidah of an individual. I've put doubt into his mind. I have put doubt into his mind. And then he goes to an alim. He goes to someone who has a knowledge of deen. And he says, is that possible? And the alim and the person who has the knowledge says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. The matter of Allah is kun, and it will come into existence. Khair inshallah, the shaitan will now come and attack. And he will come from multiple angles. Multiple angles. You know, someone said it so beautifully. Someone said it so beautifully. They said, would you please give me some words of advice? And look at the advice that he gave. MashaAllah, beautiful. He says, have you ever climbed a mountain? Have you ever climbed a mountain? And the person says, yes, I have climbed a mountain. He says, how did you climb the mountain? He says, whilst I was leaning forward. You know, when you are climbing at a height, when you climb, sorry, he said, when you are climbing, when you are climbing, then you have to slightly bow in front. You have to, thoda jhukna padta hai aage, and then you climb. He says, okay, well, if you climb the mountain, then after reaching the top, you had to come down. How did you come down? He says, the way I came down is, you know, stand upright, and then you come down. When you're coming down, you have to be upright. You can't lean forward and then come down, because otherwise you will fall. So he says, when I was climbing up, okay, I was bending forward, and I was climbing. He says, do you see the lesson I'm trying to teach you? He says, when you... Jab insan jhukta hai, when you bow, Allah Ta'ala will give you elevation. You reach the peak of the mountain. And when you were arrogant, Allah Ta'ala brought you down. You know, when you're coming down, okay, you are firm and you are upright. So this is how shaitan is going to attack, and he will come from different angles. So inshallah, we need to realize, we need to, you know, we need to give the ammunition to ourselves in order to realize the attacks of shaitan. Khair inshallah, now, what are the lessons that we learn from the month of Ramadan on the day of Eid? What are the lessons that we can take back from the day of Eid? Lesson number one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me and you from the day of Eid, on days of happiness, your ibadah should increase, not decrease. On days of happiness, your ibadah increases. It does not decrease. Number one. So example, every day, how many salah do you read every day? MashaAllah, we read 5. On the day of Eid, we are taught to read how many? We are taught to read 6. And Eid namaz is also wajib. Eid namaz is not sunnah. Eid namaz is not mustahab. It's not nafil. Especially according to the Hanafiya, Eid namaz is wajib. You have to read Eid salat. So number one, on days of happiness, your ibadat must increase, not decrease. One person came to Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Darda is known as a wise man of this ummah. Hakimu hadhihi al-ummah. Someone came to him and asked, would you please give me some advice? And look at the beautiful advice he gave. He says, number one, اُذْكُرِ اللَّهِ فِي السَّرَّاءِ يَذْكُرْكَ فِي الدَّرَّاءِ. Remember Allah in times of adversity. Allah will remember you in times of ease and happiness. Number one. Number two, وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ الْمَوْتَى فَاجْعَلْ نَفْسَكَ كَأَحَدِهِمْ. When you remember the dead, take yourself to be one of them. When you remember the dead, take yourself. When you see someone's janazah, think, this is my janazah. In other words, realize tomorrow it is my turn. If that was someone else, then tomorrow it is my turn. And number three, وَإِذَا أَشْرَفَتْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا سَيَسِيرَ. Look what it says. When you look at the dunya, when you incline to the dunya, just try and understand what happens to the dunya that you love so much. Where does it end up? Where does it end up? So, khair. So I was saying, the first lesson that you learn from on the day of Eid is number one, inshallah, everyone. Can anyone tell me? What do you learn? increase ibadah on the day of happiness, 5 become 6. And not only that, Allah is telling me and you, you've prepared so well in the month of Ramadan, now you do not need to be called to come for prayer. You will come yourself automatically. Is there any azan on the day of Eid? There's no azan. Why? Because Allah knows you prepared yourself so well in the month of Ramadan. Now you are going to come without being invited. You will come yourself because now you prepared yourself spiritually so well. Okay, now you will come yourself automatically for the prayer of Eid. So number one. Number two, the second thing that we learn from the month of from the day of Eid is istiqamat. We learn istiqamat. We are told on the day of Eid that straight after Eid, if you can, there is a hadith mentioned by Sayyidina Abu Musa Ashari. It's quoted by Imam Muslim rahimahullah in Sahih Muslim. Man sama Ramadan, thumma atba'ahu sittan min shawwal, kana ka siyam al-dahr. Someone who fasts the month of Ramadan and then follows it up after the day of Eid with 6 mustahab fast, that individual has fasted for the entire year. That individual, why? Because that will become 36 fast. And every deed is multiplied by 10, so you fasted for the entire year, 360 days. So one other thing that you learn from the month of Ramadan, you want to continue on the day of Eid and also beyond. Allah Ta'ala does not need those who only are Ramadani Muslim. Me and you, we are Muslim. أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. We are not part-time Muslims. We are full-time Muslims. Okay, the way, alhamdulillah, it is possible to do anything. If we can do it in the month of Ramadan, why can't we do it after the month of Ramadan? So the second thing that we learn is istiqamat ba'da Ramadan. Continue, inshallah, with your prayer, with your salat, with your tilawat of the Quran, with your ibadat. Maybe not to the degree that we did in the month of Ramadan, but at least to a certain degree. Hassan Bisri, rahimahullah, used to say, alamatu, the alamat that your Ramadan ibadat is not accepted. Look what he says. Alamat and the sign that your ibadat in the month of Ramadan is not accepted is what? Number one, Tarkul qira'ah. You leave the Quran after the month of Ramadan. MashaAllah, you leave it and then you leave a curtain on your shelf where you have the Quran, and then MashaAllah will come and visit you again next year, number one, or will come and visit you when someone dies in the family. Unfortunately, the Quran today is left, number one, for the month of Ramadan, and number two, the Quran is left for what? When someone dies in the family, we'll pick it up and we will read Surah Yaseen. So the sign that your Ramadan ibadat is accepted. It's not accepted. Number one, tarkul qira'ah. You leave recitation of the Quran. Number one. Number two, tarkul jama'ah. Tarkul jama'ah. You were reading salat with jama'ah, mashallah, with taraweeh as well, with qiyamul layl, with tahajjud. Now after Ramadan, you leave everything. This is a sign Ramadan was not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us all. That's number two. Number three, the sign that your Ramadan is not accepted. Irtikabul ma'asi. After the month of Ramadan, you continue with your sins. You know, mashallah, today everyone is so happy. MashaAllah, everyone is happy and mashallah, alhamdulillah, it's good. But what is Allah telling me and you? Happiness will only come after ibadah. In Islam, we have 2 Eids. Both of them come after some main ibadah. The main ibadah in the month of Ramadan was for fasting. After that, Allah Ta'ala gives you Eid, Eidul Fitr. In 2 months' time, 2 months and 10 days' time, after the ibadah of Hajj, Allah will give us Eidul Adha. Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you, true happiness comes after ibadah. This is why, mashallah, so beautifully, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, the great giant sahabi of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he say? Kullu yawmin. Look what he says. Lilmu'min khamsatu a'yad. For a believer, there's not only one Eid. For a believer, there are 5 Eids. And you get an Eid every single day of your life. As Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah used to say so beautifully, okay, every night is Laylatul Qadr. The night that you value in your life is Laylatul Qadr. You know, we say Laylatul Qadr is in the month of Ramadan. You know, mashallah, someone came and gave, as Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah, a bottle of antimony. You know, the one that you put in your eyes at night? surma, which is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Kuhul, you call it kuhul, you call it kajal in, you call it surma in Urdu. Okay, so someone gave him some surma. And then Hazrat Maulana Shafi'i Thanvi rahimahullah said, what are the ingredients? What are the ingredients? The person turned around and said, Hazrat, don't worry, it's free. Don't worry, it's free, you can have it. Ye surma muft mein hai, aapko puchne ki zarurat nahi hai. You know what he said? I know. Your surma is free. My eye is not free. Your surma is free. My eye is not free. And then he said, maybe. And then he says, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not free. Disobeying Allah is not free. Why? Because you will see the consequences of that. So Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah beautifully says, كُلُّ يَوْمٍ يَمُرُّ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ وَلَا يُكْتَبْ عَلَيْهِ ذَنْبٌ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. Every day that passes in your life in which you don't have a sin recorded against you by the angels that are with you, kiram and katibin, that is the true day of Eid for you. The day that you will die with iman is the day of Eid for you. The day that you will get your book of deeds in your right hand is the day of Eid for you. The day you pass Pul Sarat with the speed of lightning, that is the day of Eid for you. The day in which you will enter into Jannah and be safeguarded from hellfire, that is the day of Eid for you. That is the day of Eid for you. So, you know, mashallah, there's something we call PRDS. That's what you want to avoid. PRDS. Post Ramadan Downfall Syndrome. Post-Ramadan downfall syndrome. MashaAllah, you know, there are a lot of illnesses. One illness is spiritual. Allah Ta'ala gave me and you the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, you know how many people were with us last in the month of Sha'ban. And in the month of Ramadan, they were gone. Allah Ta'ala did not give them the opportunity. Allah Ta'ala has given me and you another opportunity. Every moment that we are alive is an opportunity to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and come close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So I was saying the lessons that we learn from the month of Ramadan. Number one, happiness will come after ibadah. Number two, on the day of happiness, your ibadah should increase. Number three, continue after the month of Ramadan. Istiqamat is very, very important. Istiqamat and remaining upright is very, very important. I've just got 1 minute or two minutes left, inshallah. We'll start namaz on time. Inshallah, we'll just finish, inshallah. I'll just mention in regards to how to read Eid prayer, and then inshallah, we'll start it. Eid namaz is two rakats. It is wajib with six extra takbir. In the first rakat, so mashallah, everyone came with the intention of Eid namaz. So you don't have to make it with your tongue. Intention is in your heart. The fact that you left home with the intention of performing Eid Salah, that is automatically your intention. There is no need for you to say anything with your tongue. That's so you're going to say Allahu Akbar, you will raise your hands and you will fold your hands. And you will read Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, the way we read in normal salat. After that, the imam will say Allahu Akbar three times. For the first time, you raise your hands, Allahu Akbar, and you release. The second time, raise your hands and release. The third time, raise your hand and fold. And now the imam will read Surah Fatiha and the Surah. After Surah Fatiha and Surah, you finish the entire rak'at as normal. In the second rak'at, the takbirat are before going into ruku. So that is the difference. In the first rak'at, it's before the qira'at. In the second rak'at, it's before you go into ruku. In the second rak'at, the imam will do the qira'at first. Before going into ruku, in total, the takbir is read four times. So first time, Allahu Akbar, you raise your hand, release. The second time, raise your hand, release. Third time, raise your hand, release. And the fourth time is a takbir to go into ruku. And thereafter, the salah finishes as normal. And after that, there is the khutbahs. The two khutbahs of Eid are also, it is wajib for an individual to listen to the two khutbahs. So inshallah, please do stay behind. You should not move. And inshallah, it will only be a matter of 10, 15 minutes maximum, inshallah, and we will be finished, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone's Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to change our lives, inshallah, for the better. So inshallah, if everyone can make the safs, inshallah. Brothers, please stand close to one another. Please leave your phones on silent. brothers, your garments above the ankles, inshallah. Inshallah, if anyone of the volunteers can let us know when we can proceed with the salah. Khalid, at the back. Bismillah. Sawu al-sufuf, fa inna taswiyat al-sufuf min iqamati al-salah. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر تحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات السلام عليكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان، اللهم لك الحمد بالإسلام، اللهم لك الحمد بالقرآن، اللهم لك الحمد بنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتلاوتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أنخنا مطايانا ببابك فلا تردنا خائبين خاسرين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي السودان وفي يمن وفي جميع أنحاء العالم. اللهم انصرهم في إيران، اللهم انصرهم في العراق، اللهم انصرهم في بورما، اللهم انصرهم في سيناء. اللهم أهلك أعداءنا اليهود والنصارى والمشركين. اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، اللهم محو آثارهم، اللهم اقطع دابرهم، اللهم انزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. يا إله العالمين، يا الله يا الله يا الله. Except all our du'as that we have made during the month of Ramadan, يا الله. هو الله all the pious people and all the أنبياء عليهم السلام, the Sahaba, the Salihin and the Shuhada of the Ummah, whatever du'as they made, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow us a part of their du'as. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الحمد لله الذي أكرمنا على كل ما أنشأ وصور. الله أكبر كلما هل هلال وأبدر. الله أكبر كلما أطعم القانع والمعتر. الله أكبر كلما طلع فجر الإسلام وأسفر. الله أكبر ما فرح الصائم بتمام صيامه واستبشر. أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله الشافع المشفع في المحشر، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ما هلل مهلل وكبر. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، إني أوصيكم ونفسي أولاً بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة. فيا أمة الإسلام، هذا يوم سعيد، يوم السرور والأجور، يوم الفرحة والمغفرة، وفيه يتلقى بالتهاني والرضوان. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وهذا يوم يباهي بالصائمين الرحمن، ويفيض عليهم شآبيب الغفران، ويبدل سيئاتهم حسنات حسان. وهذا يوم قد اختتمت به سلسلة صيام رمضان. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. معشر الصائمين، ليس العيد لمن لبس الجديد، إنما العيد لمن خاف الوعيد. وهذا يوم المواساة ويوم عوائد الإحسان. محشر الحاضرين، تفكروا في أعداد أقوام أخرى كيف يقومون بها ويسرفون فيها أنفسهم وأموالهم، فأعيادهم تمر في الفحشاء والمنكرات وفي الإسراف وتضييع الأوقات.
كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. روى البيهقي رحمه الله عن سيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه خادم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: فإذا كان يوم عيدهم، يعني يوم فطرهم، باها بهم ملائكته، قال: يا ملائكتي، ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله؟ قالوا: ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره. قال: ملائكتي عبيدي قضوا فريضتي عليهم، ثم خرجوا يعجون إلي بالدعاء، وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاعي مكاني لأجيبنهم فيقول: ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبددت سيئاتكم حسنات. قال: فيرجعون مغفورين مشكورين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. يا عباد الله، زينوا قلوبكم بزينة الإيمان، كما زينتم بالحلل الأنيقة ظواهر البدن، ظواهر الأبدان، لأن القلب محل نظر الرحمة، كما أخبر به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قائلا: إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم. نسأل الله التوفيق لما يحب ويرضى. فيا أمة الإسلام، عظموا شعائر الله، وعلموا أولادكم تعاليم الإسلام، وأدبوهم آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية، ومروهم بأداء الفرائض والواجبات، فذلكم وقايتكم ووقايتهم من النار، كما حذر الله سبحانه وتعالى عباده عن ذلك بقوله: قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: أبو بكر في الجنة، وعمر في الجنة، وعثمان في الجنة، وعلي في الجنة، وطلحة في الجنة، والزبير في الجنة، وعبد الرحمن بن عوف في الجنة، والسعيد بن زيد في الجنة، وسعد بن أبي وقاص في الجنة، وأبو عبيدة بن الجراح في الجنة. رواه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله في مناقب الصحابة. قال الله عز وجل في شأن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه: أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. اللهم بقدرتك على كل شيء، اللهم بقدرتك على كل شيء، اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان. اللهم فرج كرب المسلمين في كل مكان، خصوصا في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي جميع أنحاء العالم، خصوصا في العراق وفي الشام وفي إيران وفي اليمن وفي السودان وفي الصومال وفي الصين وفي كشمير وفي باكستان وفي أفغانستان وفي جميع أنحاء العالم. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم فرج كربهم، اللهم اشف مرضاهم، اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم، اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم، اللهم اربط على قلوبهم وكن لهم عونا ونصيرا يا قوي. قوي يا عزيز. اللهم اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من أيدي الصهيون واليهود، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان، اللهم اجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين، اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وهم وتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. عيدكم سعيد، بارك الله فيكم، تقبل الله منا ومنكم. كل عام وأنتم بخير، and inshallah the way we enjoy the happiness of the day of Eid, if we can inshallah we should go to the Qabristan, and you know those people are also waiting for a gift, so inshallah we can go there, read Surah Yasin, read Alhaakum al-Takathur hatta zurtum al-Maqabir. When you go to the graveyard, inshallah remember them as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.